And she was going up and down the Mekong, there in the Laos area. Do you know whether you ever had any contact with the Lumpur Chawan or that group of...
That area really, especially from kind of Nong Khai, Vientiane, because it was mostly north, Chinkian, mostly north, Ajahn Chah is a really a long way away. It may as well have been another country. Ajahn Mana would have been in the northern part of the Isan. Not a huge distance away, but you know, in those days travel wasn't that that convenient, and especially you know, imagine he kept pretty close to the Mekong, just the way that he was. I mean, being a merchant, but there are a couple other monks from that same province who are were disciples of Ajahn Mun. Ajahn Chah is one of them. Ajahn Boon something or other. I can't remember his name. Bunma, I think. But anyway, they were from Lui province, and they ended up establishing monasteries in that province later. But it would have been around the time that say Ajahn Tien was actually reordained, as opposed to earlier when he was really studying and looking.